good evening and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce for non-conference volleyball action this evening as it's senior night for the Pioneers as they welcome in their neighbors to the west, the Thunder of Long Prairie, Gray Eagle. Hello everyone, I'm Rick Grammond with you on YouAreTheirSports.com. We're just about ready for the national anthem and the starting lineups to be introduced. Pierce comes in with a record of 4-16 overall. They're coached by Sandy Touches. The Thunder, meanwhile, under the direction of Lindsey Knoll, carry a 1-17-2 record into tonight's game. These two teams have played each other. They did it here at the Pierce tournament a couple of weekends ago with Pierce defeating the Thunder 2-0. But tonight it's best out of five, must win by two, play to 25. You know the routine in high school volleyball. It's senior night. Jessica Hawks is back in uniform tonight, so we welcome back the senior captain for the Pioneers who has been out with a shoulder injury for some time, missing over a week of action for the Pioneers, their top setter. And so she'll be back joining fellow seniors Bailey Bozer, Caitlin Watajic, and Rachel Vernig on the court while Kayla Carter continues to watch on the sidelines, having broken her arm in a summer volleyball tournament, and she's missed the entire season. So those are the five seniors for senior night here. Nice crowd here. The pep band is in attendance, and we should have action getting underway very shortly as our public address announcer, Mr. Gene Poser, goes through the announcements. And now we'll be back. We'll have the lineups and the first serve coming up next.
A candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, nine of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at RussellForSheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campaign.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce, where the Thunder are being introduced. We got a lot of black on the court tonight, both teams with black jerseys and shorts. Pioneers have the red letters and highlights trimmed in white, while the Thunder feature the blue letters and numerals with white trim. So Thunder and Pioneers squaring off, second meeting of the year. During the Pierce tournament here back on the 27th of September, second round, Pierce won that one 2-0. The only win for the Thunder this year came against Prairie Valley in Prairie Conference action. A 3-game sweep back on the 23rd of September, and that was played in Long Prairie. Their two ties came in a tournament. And they tied at the Minnewaska tournament against Hancock, each winning a game, and the host team Minnewaska and the Thunder also split a pair of games in pool play. After today, the Thunder will be in action on Thursday with Royalton at Long Prairie against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. And then they're hosting a tournament on Saturday. Among the teams that will be over in Long Prairie will be Little Falls, Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus, Staples Motley, West Central area, Upsala goes over to Long Prairie, St. Cloud Christian, Deer River, Annandale, and Ogilvie. So it's a nice size field over there at Long Prairie Gray Eagle High School. The Thunder, like the Pioneers, will close out their regular season a week from tonight when they go to Osakis to face the Silver Streaks. For the Pioneers, their week will continue on Thursday with a Central Minnesota Conference road trip down to Rockford to face the Rockets. And then they will end their regular season on Tuesday here, taking on always tough Belgrade Bruton El Rosa High School. And Monday. They actually play Monday, Tuesday next week. Little Falls is on the schedule in Little Falls Monday for the Pioneers. So we'll have tonight, Thursday down in Rockford, and then Monday in Little Falls, and Tuesday here with BBE. And then it's tournament time already, if you can believe that. The fall tournaments are here. Matter of fact, tennis team has their individuals tomorrow as the section tournament ended for the squad last week. In the JV match, it was Piers winning all three tonight over the Thunder, 25-21, 25-19, and 15-8. In the C squad, Piers took two out of the three. So the teams are meeting at the net. We'll be back with the first serve, Thunder and Pioneers in volleyball next.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Piers, the eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
So the teams get their final instructions from their head coaches. The Pioneers will start in the court to my left, Thunder in the court to our right. Pioneers and Thunder take the court, and here we go. The Pioneers will start with Kendra Fisher, senior, Rachel Vernig, senior, Bailey Bozer, senior, Caitlin Wytoszek, senior, Jessica Hawk, senior, and sophomore, Cassie Schmay. And I'm sure Kayla Carter would be out there if she could to make it a six-girl senior lineup. But the five seniors in uniform for the Pioneers will start on senior night, joined by Cassie Schmay. For the Thunder, Angela Hansen, the libero, is into the lineup. Up front, Ariana Gamrot in the front row. Also, Abby Borgstrom. Brooke Ostendorf, the captain, as the Pioneers have the serve. And here comes Jessica Hawks to get things started. And it's passed up to the net by the Thunder. And they'll free ball it into the net. Miss hit there by Long Prairie Gray Eagles, Raylan Miller. Kayla Bentz also in the lineup, the center. 1-0 start for the Pioneers. Serve again for Hawks. Sinking liner dug up by the libero in the back row. Nicely by Hansen. Now to the net. Fisher will get it down off the block. Up to challenge up front was Gamrod for the Thunder, but it was off her block and onto the Thunder court. So it's 2-0 Piers early. Another serve for Hawks. She missed over a week with a shoulder and rib injuries, and she hits that one into the net. Service error, 2-1 now, and here comes the Thunder to the service line for the first time. And Raylan Miller, a 5'8 junior, will serve it up and over to Wytoszek, gets it over. Now it's up to the net. Here comes a middle hit and stumbling and getting it over. The Thunder able to play it over. That was Borgstrom. Ball up in the middle, free ball knocked over to the Thunder side. Set up left side hit coming. Wytoszek plays it off the Borgstrom attack. Now dunked over by Vernig. Knocked across again by Borgstrom. Now Wytoszek to the net. Vernig knocks it to the Thunder. And a sprawling dig by Ostendorf and gets the point. She passed it over. Bailey Bozard. Ofort couldn't get it. And we're tied at 2-2. Another serve for the Thunder's Raylan Miller. And now Claire Reardon will check in. In the back row as the libero for Wytoszek, and the serve comes to Claire. To Schmea up running. Kendra Fisher will get the ball over. Now it's the Thunder setting it up. Here's the near side attack and a hit and a kill for Ostendorf. 5'8 senior gives the Thunder their first lead. They've scored three straight to take the 3-2 lead. Another serve, good one to Bozer. Free ball at the net, and it's won by the Thunder, but the Pioneers in the net. 4-2, Long Prairie Gray Eagle. One was right above the net, and it was a battle up front between Kendra Fisher of Piers and Abby Borgstrom of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Serve is low, and that'll give the side out to the Pioneers. Raylan Miller's string ends at 4 service points. And back into the front row comes Caitlin Wytoszek for the Pioneers, replacing Claire Reardon. It's Rachel Vernig in the rotation now. Up ahead to Ostendorf got it over the net. Passed back by Bailey Bozer. Tipped up. Here comes a middle hit, and it's a good one, but a good dig by the Pioneers' Cassie Schmea. Vernig sends it back to the libero. That's Hansen. Up front here is Ostendorf ripping one long. From the near post, Brooke Ostendorf. Too much on it, and it's 4-4. 4-4 serve, and that one to the libero, middle back, up front. And drilled long by the Thunder's Abby Borgstrom from the middle hitter position. 5-4, Pioneers, and Vernig back again to serve. Rachel Vernig, senior co-captain along with Hawks, played by the Thunder's Hansen. Now it's ripped low into the net by Raylan Miller. 6-4, Pioneers take the game one lead. Nicest crowd of the season we've seen here in Piers. Thunder traveled well. It's a short drive for them, and there's a service ace for Vernig. And it's Rachel picking up the eighth serve to make it 7-4. Another serve for Rachel. She stands over in that far corner. Rachel, good to the middle back. Hansen, that's going to be played into the student section in the bleachers, and it's an 8-4 Pioneer lead. And the Pioneers on a little run here. Rachel Vernig gets the whistle. Pat Schneider is the tower official here tonight. Ostendorf receives, then knocked back by Fisher, and back down. That's a block for Kendra Fisher. 9-4 Pioneers. Both these teams in the same subsection, so coaches vote for the seeding here. It's not a QRF formula like football. Here's a good hit to the back row. We've got a whistle, and the Pioneers were in the net up front. It was Wytoszek ruled in the net. 9-5 now in favor of Piers, and coming in to serve for the Thunder is Ashley Helseth. 5'6 senior, right-hander, sends it across to Schmea. Up for Hawks. Now it's Vernig running up, and she rips one wide. Good decision there by the Thunder's Raylan Miller to let it go. Right in front of the Thunder bench. 9-6. Helseth will serve again. To the back row, it's passed up to the net by Vernig. Now Wytoszek is set up off a block and down. Caitlin Wytoszek delivers the winner. 10-6. Thunder will put Ariana Gamrot back in. Also, the libero Hanton comes in. In to serve for Piers, Hannah Call will replace Kendra Fisher. Piers 10, Long Prairie Gray Eagles 6, game 1. Here's Hannah's serve, low and in the net. 10-7, side out to the Thunder. And now Coach Knoll will make a couple of substitutes as well. Among them is Hannah Loxterkamp, one of the captains coming in to serve. Allison Wingy is in up front. She's a 6-foot junior. Here's the serve to Call up front. In the middle, Schmea, and down. Schmea from Hawks for the winner. Right in the middle. And it's 11-7 lead, and it's now Bailey Bozer's turn to serve. The senior drops back after the ball is retrieved. Here's Bozer's serve. Fires it over. Hansen off now to Lochsterkamp in the middle, and Wingy will send it long. 12-7, another serve for Bailey Bozer. We're in game one. Bailey gets the whistle, and she sends it. Good serve. Played there by the Thunder. Up front, knocked across by Long Prairie Gray Eagle, and that one is it in? Touch. Pioneers claim it was touch at the net. Refs say no, too long, and it's 12-8. And the serve to the Thunder's Brooke Ostendorf. Good knuckleball serve drops. Ace right in front of the middle back defender, Hannah Call. 12-9. That's an ace for Lochsterkamp. She'll serve again. Same spot. This one's played by Vernig. Now Bozer, and that's a miss hit. Tried to pass to the net, but there was nobody there. And the Thunder are within two, 12-10. And that serve just long as Rachel Prisbilla, the line judge, raises the flag, signifying long. 13-10, and now Claire Reardon comes in to serve. Fires it to Hansen. Pops it up. This is Ostendorf, and they will get it over. Now it's Bozer. Up front, Hawks in the middle. Wants Schmea. Pushes it across to Ostendorf. Played up front by Allison Wingy. Tipped over to Reardon. Now Hawks. She wants Vernig on the far side, and she delivers in front of a sprawling Ostendorf for the point. 14-10. And Reardon will serve again with a four-point lead here in game number one. Pioneers 14, Thunder 10. Reardon with a good serve to Hansen. This is Lochsterkamp passing to the net, but too far into the net. She led Raylan Miller, who came flying in and tried to tip it with the left hand, but couldn't get it across. 15-10. Another serve for Reardon, and that's played off Miller and into the crowd. And a timeout, I think, is going to be called by Coach Knoll for the Thunder with the Pioneers up 16-10 in game one. A Thunder timeout. We'll be back on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Piers, the eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. Where the Pioneers have a 17-11 lead with Cassie Schmea going back to serve. The sophomore fires it across. Played up by Miller at the net. Free ball hammered home. That's Kendra Fisher. Fisher with a big smash right in the middle. And it's 18-11. That was a freebie. Another serve for Cassie Schmea. Now coming in is Laura Becker, a 5'8 senior in the middle. Becker into the lineup. Pioneers lead it 18-11, game one. Here's the serve. Floats and played by Ostendorf near the back line. Up ahead to Leipsch. Hammered off of the block up front. Free ball at the net. over to Becker. Now it's Leaps from the right side. Played by Reardon, but out. A winner by Teresa Leaps. One of the captains, 5'8 senior. Now Leaps will check out. So will Lockstercamp. As Kayla Bentz will come in, and so will Abby Borgstrom. 18-12, it's Bentz to serve. Jump serve, played by Schmea, near side. Here's Vernick winding up, but long and wide. Oh, they called that in. It caught the line on the far side in front of the student section here. So just got it down. And now Leah Furman will come in for Bailey Bozer. 19-12, Pioneers with the game one lead. Here's Hawks, good serve ace. Hawks just over the tape and found the hardwood right in the heart of the defense. 20-12, Pioneers. Service again for Hawks, the senior captain. Jessica runs up, sends it to Hansen, and she can't play. That's back-to-back service winners now for Hawks. And the Pioneers have grabbed a 21-12 game one lead. Here's Jessica again. Runs up, jumps, sends it. This is Ostendorf up front. Bentz plays it to the net. Becker tips it over. Vernick was there. Now Reardon off for Furman with a hit. Ostendorf can't get it. Furman will get credit for the kill, and it's 22-12. Jessica Hawks for a fourth serve now. Jessica winds up and delivers. Back row to Hansen. Good pass to the net. Benson near side, but not played there. That's hit into the net by the Thunder's Abby Borgstrom with the left hand. Tried to tip. And the Pioneers edge closer to a game one win, 23-12. Service again. Hansen can't get it, and now Hawks is in the position to serve out the game. 24-12. Here's Hawks to serve for the game. Fires it low and ace. And ace ends it. And the Pioneers have taken game number one. A nice service run to end it. And the Pioneers have jumped out one game to none thanks to a 25-12 game one victory. The team switched benches and sides of the court. We'll take a break, come back. Game two coming up on youaretheresports.com.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fish, a member of the Piers Pioneer volleyball team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Piers community a great place to live. Go
Pioneers! Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Okay, we're back at the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce, where the Pioneers take game one over Long Prairie Gray Eagle by a 25-12 score. Both teams now back on the court and ready to begin game two. The Thunder will have the first serve here. Pioneers will start. Rebecca Ottman will see her first court duty of the night here in game two. She is joined by Jessica Hawks, Kendra Fisher, Rachel Vernig, Cassie Schmea, and Bailey Bozer to start this one. Thunder have Ariana Gamrod out there, along with Abby Borgstrom, Raylan Miller. Linda Miller is out there for this one. So is Allison Wingy. Now Wingy will leave. The libero Hansen will check in. And starting at the top of the service rotation is Kayla Bentz. So here we go with game two. Referees checking to make sure everybody's in the right rotation. And now Claire Reardon is put in to the back row, and Rebecca Ottman will sit out. So now we're set to go. Pierce 25-12 in game one. Game two begins with a serve from Kayla Bentz, a 5'5 junior. And Bentz winds it into the net. 1-0 Pierce, side out serve. And Hawks, who ended game one with a 6-point service run, will start game two as Furman replaces Bozer up front. Here's Hawks to serve at 1-0. Jessica, good serve to Hansen. Hansen up to Bentz. Bentz now, this is knocked to the back row. Pioneers play it though. Fisher tips it across. Bentz plays it up front. Hit a big hammer. There's Kendra Fisher. Second time tonight that Kendra has had the ball come right to her at the net. And she has finished both times. 2-0, Pioneers. Hawks to serve with a 2-point lead in game two. Jessica rips it to the libero. Good play by Miller, and they got it over. Now Schmea has to dive to pick it up. Now Furman will tip it to the far sideline. In play, so Bentz pops it up. And that is an ace tip by Linda Miller. Boy, nobody covered that spot down the sideline, and Miller picked the spot perfectly. 2-1. And now Katie Rohr will check in for Linda Miller. Rohr comes in for the first time, a 5'10 senior. 9 seniors on this Thunder roster. 6 for the Pioneers. It's senior night here at Pierce. Up front, here's Bentz setting near side. Good hit attempt there by Borgstrom, but dug by the Pioneer defense. Now Vernick gets it across. Back row for Miller. Far side, and a hit is played off the block by the Pioneers. Now it's near side for Vernig. Vernig off a tip, gets it to the back row. Miller, and a dive, but can't get to it. Raylan Miller with a dig, but it went straight up in the air, and nobody could get to it to play it on the second hit. So it drops to the court, and it's 3-1 Pierce with Vernig to serve. Here's Rachel Vernig. Vernig, good serve to Angela Hansen. And the hit is over by the Thunder. Here's Fisher winding up off a block. Tipped across Vernig. Hawks back set, and that's Furman off the block. Good play up front by Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Put the Thunder in the net. Couple of good plays there by Long Prairie Gray Eagle up front, denying some hits. That was Ariana Gamrot that had a couple of blocks. Now Bentz will set. She wants Gamrot right hand, but there was Vernick to dig. Now it's a windup and a cross court too far from Ottman. Rebecca Ottman makes it 4-2 Thunder, and they will bring in Ashley Helseth to serve. And the 4-2 serve played by Schmea to Hawks, far post, free balled over by Kendra Fisher. Now it's the Thunder playing it up with Borgstrom, and they got a carry. 5-2 Pioneers. Helseth now will leave. And into the lineup for the Thunder will be Ariana Gamrot. So the side out serve coming to Hannah Call. Call will check in for Kendra Fisher. 5-2, Pioneers, and the serve is away. Played back row, Bentz up front, tipped across, but blocked by Furman. Furman gets the block on the hit attempt by Katie Rohr, and it's 6-2. Another serve for Hannah Call, sophomore. Good serve played by Miller. That's Raylan Miller. Off now, and we have the Pioneers in the net. Ottman called for in the net. Left right-hand hit attack that time from Miller. Results in a Thunder point. And now Teresa Leepsch checks in. So does Hannah Lockstercamp for Coach Lindsay Knoll and the Thunder. 6-3, Piers leads. They lead in the match, one game to none, taking the first game 25-12. Vernig can't play the serve. She sends it wide. 6-4, that'll go as an ace for Hannah Lockstercamp. She is one of those nine seniors on this Thunder roster and one of the three captains, along with Teresa Leepsch and Brooke Ostendorf. This time Vernig handles the serve, gets it up front. Schmea is off the feet of Jessica Hawks, and Cassie delivers the winner to make it 7-4. Schmea right in the middle. Most of the damage up front has been done from the middle hitter position tonight for Piers. Now Linda Miller comes back in, replacing Katie Rohr. 7-4 service for Leah Furman. Leah, and that is Linda Miller, and that's going to be out of play. Ace serve for Furman. 8-4 Pioneers. Pioneers are serving right to left in front of us here at the Mac and Piers tonight. Here comes Leah's running jump serve. Just got it over. Good play over there by Leap. She gets it back from Lockstercamp. Tipped it across. Now Vernig sets it up for Furman, who pushes it to the middle and down. Leah Furman with an ace tip. 9-4. Pioneers now by 5. Here comes the serve again for sophomore Leah Furman. To the back row, up front. This is a freebie for Schmea, and she makes it pay again. A lot of those tonight. Kendra Fisher's had a couple, and now Cassie Schmea is gifted one. Right in the middle, and she hammered it home as the ball comes across the net. And nobody to block there for the Thunder. 10-4 lead for Piers. Here comes the running serve again. Hansen, good pass up front. Now this is Lockstercamp for Leepsch, and Leepsch sends it long, 11-4. It's a good pass from the back row, though, by the libero, Hansen. And a service again coming for Leah Furman. Furman just got it over the net. It hit the net and crawled over. Now it's tipped across and down by Jessica Hawks. Directs her tip. And now the Thunder will put Laura Becker into the lineup for Allison Wingy. Pierce 12, Long Prairie Gray Eagle 4 in game number 2. Here's Furman again. Hansen passes up front for Lockstercamp. Knocked over by Laura Becker. Hansen, I should say Ottman coming to the net. And that was not Rebecca's fault. That was a pass at pulled her into the net. Not much she could do with it as Hawks. An errant pass makes it 12-5, and we'll have a serve for Linda Miller of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Right-handed Miller across, and Bozer got it up, and Call will get it over. Good play by the Pioneers. Now Shmaya for Hawks. Near side Ottman. Cross-court winner off of Miller. Raylan Miller. And the winner goes to Ottman. First time she's connected tonight, and now Reardon will replace Rebecca Ottman as the side-out serve comes to Pierce. 13-5. Claire Reardon knocks it across to Linda Miller. Thunder still playing it. Miller got it back after a good hustle play by Laura Becker diving into the Thunder bench in the front. Good block up front by Laura Miller. Miller, either Laura Becker or Raylan Miller, they were both there on the double block, and they denied a big hit up front by Cassie Schmea. And now it's Angela Hansen to serve, the libero for Long Prairie Gray Eagle to the Pioneer libero, Reardon. Schmea with a tip blocked again by Miller, but somebody was in the net. It was Raylan Miller that time. 14-6, and now Kendra Fisher replaces Hannah Call up front. Pioneers by 8, 14-6, and Schmea sends it to Hansen. Hansen for Leapsch, and Lochterkamp will tip it across the net. Pioneers will set it up now. Near side, Vernig comes flying in and hammers. Rachel Vernig with an excellent feed from Hawks. Connects for the point to make it 15-6. Pierce take the opener, 15-12. And they're starting to put some distance between themselves and the Thunder here again in game two. Serve received by Linda Miller. Now free balled over by the libero Hansen for Bailey Bozer on the Pioneer side. Vernig gets a feed. Played off the block by Fisher. Fisher gets it back in the middle, tips it across, and a sprawling hit out of play by Lochterkamp gives Piers the point. Kendra Fisher keeps the run going at 16-6, and now Long Prairie Gray Eagle will take Raylan Miller out of the game. And a service by Schmea is low and in the net. 16-7. Leapsch comes out. Kayla Benz comes in. Here comes Borgstrom back in. And she'll replace Hannah Lochterkamp. At the line to serve is Benz. Kayla Benz to Bailey Bozer on the Pioneer side. Hawks pushes it back, and Rachel Vernig to Benz in the back line for the Thunder. Up front, played over, no, and out. 17-7. Leah Furman will check in for Bailey Bozer. Hawks at the top of the service rotation for Pierce. And Jessica over the net and dropped. Boy, that is really no fault for the defense. It hits the tape on the top of the net, and the top spin just kind of pulls it over and drops straight down. 18-7. Years and years ago, that was a side out. You couldn't do that. You couldn't hit the net. Now it's a live ball. Play it on. Here's Ben setting it up. Near side. That is just wide. Nearly got it in by Abby Borgstrom with the left hand. But just missed about the width of a volleyball. 19-7, and again a late game service run here for Hawks. Here's Hawks ripping it in, a winner down the side and into the corner, 20-7. Lead for the Pioneers in game number two. They go down to Rockford on Thursday night. Here comes Hawks. And that'll be another ace off the back row defender. 21-7. So Hawks trying to duplicate her game one performance and close things out with a long service run. And Hansen will get that one. Boy, the Thunder struggling to return the serve here of Jessica Hawks, and it's 22-7. That's five straight service points for Jessica. And Hawks again, ready, and delivers. Good one. And into the crowd again, 23-7. Hansen, the libero in the middle, back-to-back one, and now coming up, and it looked like she may have tweaked an ankle over there. That is the Thunder's Abby Borgstrom. She went diving after that misplay, but she's going to continue here. 23-7, Hawks again, back row. This one is played. Now it's Bentz in the middle and into the net on a low hit, and it's game point. That was Ariana Gamrot that hit it low. 24-7, and Hawks to serve for the game. And it's underway. Played up front. Out the net. It's Vernig. Setting up Hawks in the middle. Fisher a tip and down. Point in the game. And the Pioneers are up 2-0. Thanks to that 25-7 victory over Long Prairie Gray Eagle. So a 2-0 lead for the Pioneers. Again, a switch of sides, and game three comes up next.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fisher, member of the Pierce Pioneer Volleyball team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. And thanks to everyone who makes the Pierce community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
We're back at Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. Pioneers lead the Thunder 2-0 in volleyball action tonight. And Pierce has the serve to begin, and it's Jessica Hawks who's putting up big numbers from the service line here tonight. And game three is underway, and Hawks sends it across. Played in the back row by Borgstrom up front. Now it's out of play off the Thunder. And we see our first appearance of sophomore Brianna Hopkins getting the point there for the Pioneers. 1-0 start. Reardon, Schmea, Hawks, Hopkins, Fisher, and Vernick for Pierce. Good return of that time, and that time Schmea is able to play it in the back row. Now it's Fisher off a block. Good dig by Borgstrom. Here's Brooke Ostendorf pushing it across. Reardon back to the net. Hawks for Hopkins off a block and down. Back-to-back points for Brianna Hopkins. And it's 2-0. Service again for Jessica Hawks. Here's the serve, and Hansen, good play up front. Now it's Bentz, back roll, Schmea. Hawks wants Vertig on the far side. Tip across. There was Raylan Miller. Bentz gets it back for Ostendorf from the attack line. Dug out by Reardon in the middle. Pushed to the back line by Fisher, but wide. Out of play. One of our better volleys tonight goes to the Thunder. 2-1. Thunder will serve as they will now put Katie Rohr in for Brooke Ostendorf. Pierce 2, Long Prairie Gray Eagle 1 in game number 3. Pioneers have the 2-0 lead. Serve played by Hopkins. Up to the net. Brianna will be blocked and down. Hopkins with 3 points off the front row. Now Wytoszek will come in. And it's across to the Thunder's Hansen. Near side, here's Rohr winding up. Good dig in the back row by Cassie Schmea. Now Vernig off a Hawks feed and down, 4-1. 4-1, and Vernig to serve. Received by Hansen. Bentz near the post and out. Trying to play it inside the post was Ariana Gamrot, but it went behind that barber pole post, and it's a 5-1 lead. That serve is long from Cassie. Thunder will now bring Ashley Helseth in to serve, replacing Gamrot. Raylan Miller is back in as well for the libero, Hansen. Here's Helseth to serve to Schmea. Good pass up front. Here's Wytoszek with a winner. Caitlin knocks it down. A left-handed attack. Pioneers 6, Thunder 2. Now Hannah Call will replace Kendra Fisher to serve. Girls are having some fun tonight. Good to see some smiles on their faces. It's been a long year for both these teams. Struggling to find wins. Pioneers playing well tonight. Off a block. Pioneers get it to Vernig. Here's Vernig again, and low into the net. 6-3. Thunder now will get the serve on the side out. And they're going to make a couple of substitutions. Neil Marie will come in, replacing Borgstrom. And Teresa Leipsch is in, replacing Kayla Bentz. And here's Neil Marib on the serve up front. Vernig plays it into the net. No chance for Hawks. And it's 6-4 now. And here comes Casey Brashovsky into the lineup for the first time tonight. The sophomore middle hitter replaces Cassie Schmea. And there's a service into the net. Gives the point and the side out to Pierce, 7-4. So now everybody in uniform has gotten in tonight, with Casey being the final girl to come in to the lineup. Now it's Ostendorf coming in, replacing the Thunder's Katie Rohr. Pierce 7. Here's a serve for Hopkins. Hansen popped up in the air and middle hit coming from... That's Wingy with the winner. Allison Wingy makes it 7-5. And now Bozer will replace Brianna Hopkins. Pioneers by 2, 7-5. Here's Ostendorf to serve and hit the net off Brashovsky. Bozer hits it, and Vernick can't get enough on it as she went racing after it beyond the baseline on the basketball court with her back to the net. Not a lot you can do with that. You can just hope that you hit it right, and it didn't get enough. So 7-6. Now Bozer up front, and there's a winner again, and the Thunder have tied it up. 7-7. The Thunder are playing their best volleyball of the night here in Game 3. And Brooke Ostendorf, the 5'8 senior tri-captain for the Thunder, will serve for the lead. They have not led tonight. Vernig, back roll up front. Hawks near side. Here's Brashovsky. Or that's Wytoszek. up ahead, Leapsch in the middle, and off a diving call, and down, and Thunder have taken the lead, 8-7. That was Raylan Miller with the point. And Long Prairie Gray Eagle leads Piers 8-7 in game three. Another serve for Brooke Ostendorf. And that one is long. A late decision by Hannah Call. She had to duck out of the way. And it's 8-8 now as Claire Reardon will serve. Piers up 2-0, looking for a sweep over the Thunder tonight. Reardon serve, played. Now Raylan Miller from the near side, blocked by the Pioneers. There's a hit over by Casey Brashovsky for the winner. Casey Brashovsky makes it 9-8. Coach Knoll up instructing her defense to our right. Here's Claire Reardon serve to Hansen in the back. Now Miller passes it over. Wingy hits it low and into the net. 10-8 Pioneers. We've got more volleyball for you down in Rockford on Thursday night when the Pioneers are at the Rockets. We have football Friday night as well. Piers at Rockford. Here's Call up front. Hawks hit and in by Brashovsky. Back-to-back winners for Casey Brashovsky. I tell you what, things don't have to be going well for Casey to have a smile on her face. She is always a happy kid. 11-8. Here's Reardon sending it across. Miller for Hansen up to the net, and nobody comes to the ball. Leapsch and Wingy were the two closest Thunder players. Neither could get to it. And the Pioneers now, after being down 8-7, have scored five straight to take a 12-8 lead. Here's Reardon serve again. Raylan Miller, played by Lochsterkamp, and now Leapsch gets it over. This is Vernick for Hawks, back for Rachel. Tip across and in, an ace. 13-8, six unanswered points for the Pioneers here. Reardon at the line to serve once more. Hansen up ahead. That's Lochsterkamp. Wants Wingy, but blocked by Brashovsky. Casey Brashovsky making an impression here tonight. And now Long Prairie Gray Eagle will substitute in Laura Becker for Allison Wingy. Piers on a 7-0 run. 14-8 lead, game three, trying to sweep. Lochsterkamp for Ostendorf, and that one is played in the back row by the Pioneers. Reardon knocked over by Vernick. Hansen back to Lochsterkamp. Here's Raylan Miller tipping it across, but Reardon was there. Hawks back for Vernick, got it over. Thunder now set it up. Leapsch wants Becker in the middle to the back line, and played but not over by the Pioneers. That'll be four hits. Good hustle, though, by both teams. And that ends the 7-0 run and makes it 14-9. Pioneers lead it as now Laura Becker will leave. As coming back in is Ariana Gamrot. Reardon takes the serve, and it's a low pass to the net. 14-10, Thunder get the point for Angela Hansen. Thunder had one lead in this one, 8-7. Now they're down by four. Hawks to Vernick. Near side off Ostendorf. Good dig by Brooke Ostendorf to keep that one alive. Raylan Miller will play it over. Back row for Hannah Call to the net. In the middle, Brashovsky. Hansen tips it in the back row. Up front, Lochsterkamp. Here's Leapsch's hit, and it is into the net. 15-10. Fisher and Schmea will come back in for Brashovsky and Call. And it's Cassie Schmea to serve, and now the Thunder will bring in Linda Miller for Teresa Leapsch. 15-10 Pioneers to the net, and they've got the Pioneers in the net. I think Hawks that time. 15-11. Thunder now will bring in Abby Borgstrom as well as Kayla Bentz. Lochsterkamp and Linda Miller will leave. And the serve to Kayla Bentz. Timeout Pioneers, though. Coach Tauges will use her first timeout with the score Piers 15. Long Prairie Gray Eagle, 11. We'll be back after the timeout.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, 9 of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at rushlowforsheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campaign.
As we come back to action following the timeout, a hit by Rachel Vernig extends the Piers lead to 16-11. Now Hopkins in for Bozer and Hawks to serve. 16-11, Piers are up 2-0, looking for a sweep tonight. Here's a serve. Played by Borgstrom. Back for Hansen. Now Borgstrom will free ball it over. Vernig in the middle. It's Fisher winding up for the winner. Kendra Fisher gets the point. And it's 17-11. Service again for Hawk. She's had some long runs back behind the line. Good receive that time by Hansen. Knocked by Borgstrom for the point. That's a good hit. One of their better attacks of the night delivered there by Abby Borgstrom. And now Katie Rohr will replace Ostendorf in the Thunder lineup. Piers 17, Long Prairie, Gray Eagle 12, game 3. Pioneers, a little miscommunication. They're going to have to struggle to get this one over, but they do with Hawks pre-balling it over. Now it's Rohr off a tip and down. Pioneers were scrambling almost from the outset on that one in the Thunder. Move a point closer, 17-13, Pioneers. Another serve coming for Long Prairie Gray Eagles, Linda Miller. Excuse me, that's Raylan Miller. Hawks in the middle, played over by Kendra Fisher. Now up to the net, and Borgstrom sends it long. Caitlin Wytoszek will come in for Reardon. Piers 18, Long Prairie Gray Eagle 13. Here's a serve across. Up to the net. Back is Hansen. And they won't get it over. Pioneers are up 19-13. Rachel Vernig's turn to serve. And it's a good serve to Hansen. Hansen in the middle. Bents for Rohr. Dug out up front. And now the Pioneers will attack. That was Wytoszek and down. Caitlin Wytoszek gets the point. 20-13. Rachel Vernig again. Back row. Good play there by Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Rohr near post. Down the line and wide. Just pulled it wide and the Pioneers are up 21-13. Here comes Rachel's serve. It's across. Hansen, good pass up front. Bents, Rohr again near post and off of Schmea. There's a winner for Katie Rohr, 5'10 senior. Coach Knoll now will bring in Ashley Helseth to serve at 21-14. Laura Becker also back in, replacing Angela Hansen, the libero. Helseth, wide. 22-14. Call and Broshovsky ready to come in. Helseth leaves. And the libero Hansen back into the back row. Schmea and Fisher leave as Broshovsky and Call come in. And it's Hannah Call to serve 3 points from a sweep for the girls tonight. Here's Laura Becker, and this will be free balled over off the net and down. That's a winner for Raylan Miller of the Thunder. 22-15. And now Neo Marib will come in. She'll serve, and also Teresa Leipsch comes in. Pierce 22, Long Prairie Gray Eagle 15. In game three, Pioneers have taken the first two, 25-12, 25-7. Good service to Hannah Call. Up front, Hawks wants Brzozowski. Good dig there by Raylan Miller. Now Marib to the net. Tipped over. There was Hawks. Hopkins back for Brzozowski and a winner. Casey Brzozowski makes it 23-15. Casey doesn't get a lot of opportunity to play, but she's made the most of her opportunities here tonight. Several points earned for the sophomore middle hitter. 23-15. Service again. This is Brianna Hopkins. To Miller at the net. And oh, that time Casey got a little anxious. She saw that one coming to the net on a free ball and just mistimed her jump. It's 23-16. Service now for Brooke Ostendorf of the Thunder. And before that happens, Bailey Bozer will come in replacing Brianna Hopkins. The captain, Hawks, over to the tower referee to talk about something under the direction from the coach, Sandy Taugis. So the message relayed or question asked, whatever it was, and now the serve for Ostendorf. Ostendorf across to Call to the net, and that's down on the Pioneer side. That'll be a Thunder point. Call's pass up front led Hawks into the net. 23-17. This has been the Thunder's best game here tonight. Ostendorf to serve again to Hannah Call. Now the Pioneers are chasing and they won't get it. 23-18. Brooke Ostendorf serving again. Senior tri-captain along with Leipsch and Lobster Camp. Ace! Big ace serve there by Brooke Ostendorf, and it's 23-19. Another serve for Ostendorf. Tall, blonde, right-handed server. Plays it to Call. Up front, Hawks. From the attack line, Vernig off a block. Played by Brzozowski. Now tipped down and by the Thunder's Laura Becker. Becker with the ace block up front. 23-20, timeout, Pioneers. The Thunder rallying here in Game 3.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Piers, the eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Back at Piers, Brooke Ostendorf to serve again. Thunder within three now, 23-20. Vernig takes the serve for Brzozowski. Back to Rachel Vernig. Got it to the back line. Hansen up front. This is Lobster Camp for Becker and down. Laura Becker with the point, 23-21. Found an opening right in the middle. And Brooke Ostendorf at the line once again for the Long Prairie Gray Eagle Thunder. Good serve to Hannah Call. Hawks for Vernig. Vernig knocks it to Ostendorf in the back row. Up front, Lochterkamp. Back set for Leipsch. And off of Bozer into the net. And it's a one-point game. The Thunder refusing to go away. It's 23-22. Thunder serving for the tie now, and Brooke Ostendorf. Here we go, back to action with Ostendorf. Service to Vernig. Free ball at the net, tipped over by Hawks. Jessica Hawks at the net makes it match point. 24-22, and Claire Reardon will try and serve the match out. Here's the serve for Reardon for the match. Across to Hansen. At the net, it's Lochterkamp. Coming up, Miller with a tip. Didn't get it over, and the Pioneers have won this one. The Pioneers with a sweep tonight over the Thunder. 25-22 is the Game 3 final score. And for the second time this season, Pioneers have won on their home court as they sweep three from the Thunder. We'll be back and begin the postgame after this on youaretheresports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fish, a member of the Pierce Pioneer Volleyball team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Pierce community a great place to live. Go
Did you
Pioneers.
Know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Welcome, students and faculty, and now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog.
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
Well, the Pierce Pioneers sweep the Long Prairie Gray Eagle Thunder tonight in non-conference volleyball. Coach Sandy Tau just joins me here. And Coach, a good momentum boost for the squad coming here late in the season. Girls needed a win, and they got one on their home court on senior night.
Yeah, it was nice to be able to do that on senior night. And it was a big win for us because they are in our section in our half, so it helps us for seeding. And, you know, we're shooting for that 5 seed.
It all stems from the big win over the football team Saturday night, doesn't it? That was really the springboard that's going to turn this season around.
Yeah, those people that weren't around, the girls played the football team on Saturday night. And
Swept them.
Yep, it was a sweep, and it was a booster for the kids because they were a little nervous playing the boys in the big blocks.
Now, granted, these aren't the top teams in the state of Minnesota going head-to-head tonight, but pretty even, you know, talent-wise, the girls just executed tonight. It's nice when you're not being overmatched and dominated to be able to put into play the things that you've been working so hard on in practice.
Yeah.
And see them pay off.
Exactly. I think the girls noticed that when they were behind the ball, they were able to get better passes up, and then we were able to execute an offense. And, you know, our serving really stepped up. We've had some trouble lately serving, and the girls did a nice job with their serving tonight.
I would say this is probably your highest percentage serve match of the night. I haven't seen the numbers, but there were very few errors tonight.
Yeah, there were very, very few errors, and that helps.
Yep. Jessica had a, you know, Talk about Jessica Hawk. She closed out the first two games with long service runs at the end. Nice to get her back in the lineup.
Yeah, it was very nice. You know, we were a little worried. We thought we lost her for the year, but she came around very nicely and actually just started practice yesterday.
All right, so she's back. The Pioneers now will go down to Rockford on Thursday night, and that's a team that I don't believe has won a conference game yet. Overall, I'm not sure what the Rockets record is, but
about
it's
2-17.
It's strong. Pretty similar to what we saw here tonight. So Pioneers have a setting up here for a good week here before BBE comes over here Tuesday. Let's hope we can make it a very nice week.
Yes, I hope so. I hope to win on Thursday and then have another big match, which is a section match on Monday against Little Falls. So that's another one that can help.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
I forgot that one. But now it's senior night tonight here. They're going to have a little ceremony, I think, over in the performing
in the
arts, aren't
they? Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So the Pioneers now, the section or the subsection is a coach's vote. You mentioned that the win over Long Prairie really sets you up where about. I mean, there's some separation there now between the teams ahead of you
Yes.
and the teams below you. You're kind of almost locked into your spot, aren't you?
Well, you know, it'll be Little Falls is going to be
Staples-Motley below you,
Staples-Motley, Long Prairie, and then it's Little Falls and us. So we need to win over Little Falls.
So that's another big one Monday.
Yep. And so then hopefully then we just travel to Holding Ford. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, Sauk Center, Osakis.
Okay.
Melrose will probably get the top seed.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, we'll let you get over to the ceremonies here. It's always a fun night on senior night. Everybody got to play. Before we go, I just mentioned at the end, a girl that doesn't get to play a lot for you on the varsity level made most of her opportunities tonight, Casey Brzozowski.
Yeah, she did. Actually, her and Caitlin.
Yeah, and Caitlin,
Caitlin Mytoshik had some kills tonight, and they did a very nice job with when their time was in there. They executed.
All right, well, we'll let you get to the ceremonies, and thanks a lot, Coach. We will see you down in Rockford Thursday.
Okay, thanks
a
lot,
Rick. All right, that's Coach Sandy Touches. Pioneers sweep the Thunder tonight. Game scores of 25-12, 25-7, 25-22. So the Pioneers win for the fifth time this year. They are now 5-16 on the season. They head to Rockford Thursday night. They go to Little Falls Monday. And then they close out the regular season Tuesday here against Belgrade Bruton El Rosa. For the Thunder of Long Prairie Gray Eagle, their record falls to 1-18-2. They've got Royalton on Thursday. They host a big tournament on Saturday. And then they will go over to Osakis to wrap up their Prairie Conference and regular season schedule. That'll be next Tuesday. So only a week left in the regular season, and then it's playoff time for the Volleyballers as the six seniors over there lining up for a picture-taking opportunity. Pioneers win 3-0 tonight over the Thunder of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. So we've got a couple of trips to Rockford yet to make this week. It'll be Thursday for the Volleyballers and then Friday night out on the turf at the new turf installed at Rockford High School for football action. The first serve Thursday night, as usual, about 7:15. The kickoff for the football game Friday night, 7 o'clock with the pregame at 6:45. So that's what's coming up here on YouAreThereSports.com. Again, Piers over the Thunder, 3-0. Good luck to the Thunder. We might see them again playoff round. And we'll see you Thursday from Rockford for more volleyball on YouAreThereSports.com. Thanks for listening, everyone.